Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, how much of trading is art and how much is science? For example, if I see a big shadow, but it isn't quite perfect, should I take it or should I stick to the strictest interpretation of the rules?
Wow, what a great question, Hugh. So what do you think? What do you say to this? Because I know what I think, but I'm just curious. What do you think?
My impression would be first stick to the strictest interpretation of the rules, backtest that, see how it goes. And then kind of see where you can, you know, put some of the art into it and kind of like bend the rules a little bit and where that would make sense. What do you think?
Yeah, totally. I think this is going to come down to personality. I think it's going to come down to your style. So, for example, some people just don't like breaking the rules, okay? So they're going to need to have a checklist. They're going to have to follow a system and they want a framework, okay? Other people are going to be a little bit more loosey-goosey, and they're going to kind of allow for more interpretation. And so here's what I would say. If you know that you're one of those people that's in psychology, they call it conscientiousness. Okay, so if you take I'll put a link in the show notes here. You can take a test, a personality test, and it's not an IQ test. It's a personality test. It says nothing about your intelligence, which we all know the intelligence tests in psychology are absolutely awful, but that's a totally different story. The point is, take that test, see if you're high on conscientiousness. You probably already know if you are. But if you are, what that probably means is you need some defined rules. So, for example, if you're going to trade a big shadow, which of course is a special case of an engulfing candle, you might need to have a rule where you say, look, if I'm taking a big shadow trade, a bullish big shadow, the close needs to be in the top 15% of the candle. And then likewise, if I'm taking a bearish big shadow, the close of that candle needs to be in the bottom 15% of that candle. So that's probably going to be would be my approach. So if you're already asking yourself, should I take the strictest interpretation of the rules, then maybe it means that that's not something, you know, you're already questioning it. Maybe that's not something for you. Maybe instead you need to have like a template that you look at and you go, now that's a big shadow and I'm going to look for those that look like that. So it doesn't have to be, you know, within certain number of pips or whatever and all that sort of thing. So that's what I would say. I would say, if you're unsure, take the personality test and just pay attention to your conscientiousness score. And then if you're someone who likes to question the rules, who doesn't like to follow, then you don't necessarily have to. It's just you need to be aware that the reasons why you take certain trades may not be as apparent to you as it would be to someone who's got that checklist and has that framework and just sticks to it, you know, boom, boom, boom. So it depends on your approach. That's what I would say. Yeah.
Oh, that's really interesting. I've never heard of that test before, so I'll definitely try that too.
Great. Let me know how you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Thanks, Walter.
Thank you.